So recently you must have heard about a Rafael deal between France and Ukraine. It is not just a defense deal, but a journey that shows how Europe, Ukraine, and even India's own Rafael story are now linked in surprising ways. On November 17, Zelensky visited Paris. He was tired but determined because Ukraine has been hit again and again by Russian missiles and drones. And then Emmanuel Macron makes a huge announcement, something nobody expected at this scale. France will give Ukraine up to 100 Rafael F4 fighter jets. India currently operates the Rafael F3R standard, but India is actively pursuing the acquisition of the latest Rafael F4. And look at here, Ukraine has been told that they are going to get 100 Rafael F4 fighter jets. Not just that, France will also deliver advanced radars, air defense systems, drones, and production partnerships. But here's the catch. This deal sounds massive, but the delivery of Rafales will go on till 2035. That means 100 of these jets will be delivered over a span of 10 years. And what about the financing? Not final yet. Just think about it. If a country like India wants to buy these jets, we have to pay huge amounts upfront and then wait years for delivery. But here, a war-torn nation is being promised 100 of the latest Rafale jets, and everyone is casually discussing how to finance it, almost as if it's a friendly gift. So much emotions are being tied around a massive business deal. But I'll tell you the real reason. France wants the European Union funds and even the frozen Russian assets, something that is creating big arguments inside Europe. The European Union currently holds about approximately $225 billion in frozen Russian assets, primarily belonging to the Russian Central Bank. And the European Union is developing plans to use interest income, estimated at about 3 billion euros per year, from these assets to support Ukraine. So yes, it is a long-term promise, but not a quick fix. Meanwhile, on the ground, Russia is firing 6,000 glide bombs every month. Energy plants, railways, whole cities going dark. Ukraine's current air defense is not able to defend properly. Even with jets like Mirage and the incoming F-16s, they can't fully stop long-range attacks. But then Rafale will make a difference only if missiles like Meteor come with it at an early stage. The key over here is the Meteor missiles. Right now, Russia fires glide bombs from 50 to 70 kilometers away, staying outside Ukraine's defensive range. Ukrainian jets can't chase them because their own missiles don't reach far enough. Now, the Meteor can hit targets up to 180 kilometers, way farther than most Russian air-to-air missiles. This means a Ukrainian Rafale could fire first, and whoever fires first usually wins the air battle. Meteor missile has a powerful rocket ramjet engine that keeps pushing even in the final phase. So, if the missile locks on, the target has almost no chance to outrun it. Currently, Russian Su-34s and Su-35s are dropping glide bombs from long distances, which is completely safe right now for Russia. But then Meteor missiles can flip the situation. If Ukraine gets Meteor plus Rafale, Russian jets will have to fly further back or risk getting shot down before they drop bombs. Either way, Russia's daily bombardment reduces. One Rafale jet on patrol with Meteor can cover huge areas, shutting down Russian aircraft and drones long before they reach Ukrainian airspace. Now, Rafale is not the only jet that fires the Meteor missiles, but Rafale is one of the few jets that can fully exploit Meteor's power because of deep integration and avionics. Think of Meteor missile like a smart long-range hunter, but it still needs the jet's radar and sensors to guide it. So while Meteor is not Rafale exclusive, Rafale makes Meteor reach its true potential. And also think about it. Russia does have good and powerful missiles, but then high-end missiles are limited and expensive. Russia, or for that matter any country, cannot afford to burn elite missiles on targets that may not return a strategic advantage. And the real concern is, if Russia fires too many of its latest missiles, some will miss, some will malfunction, some will fall intact. Ukraine plus NATO can retrieve the technology. This already happened with Kinzhal missile fragments, R-37M samples, Iskander debris, Russian electronic warfare modules. Meteor is one of the most expensive air-to-air missiles in the world, but then French president is happy to give it to Ukraine. Then what can anyone do about that? Ukraine currently is on a fire-and-forget mode. You give anything to them, they will fire it with no second thoughts. And this also brings my analysis to another important point. Zelensky is not coming from a place of strength when he went to Paris. You see, Russian forces are pushing in the east. A $60 billion budget shortage is hanging over Kyiv. A huge $100 million corruption scandal has hit its own administration. Winter energy crisis is about to get worse. So Zelensky is traveling from capital to capital, that is from Greece, France, Spain, searching for help, reassurance and support. So, if you analyze everything and see, you will realize what's really happening behind the scene is interesting. Europe, especially France and Britain, is now leading something called the Coalition of Willing. These are countries ready to support Ukraine even if US attention fades. But the problem with this is, European Union money is not unlimited, unlike US who keeps printing. And then some European countries don't want to use frozen Russian assets, because there is a fear that they might have to repay Russia later under international law. So you see, European countries are showing commitment towards Ukraine, but they also have hesitation. And of course, Russia responded. They laughed at the Rafael deal. They said, these jets won't change anything. The West is only prolonging the war, which, if you see, is the truth. But then there is another truth, and that is, suppose if 100 Rafael F4 jets are fully integrated with Ukraine military, that will change the future balance of power, but definitely not today. So here is where India fits into this global Rafael story. Dassault, the company making Rafales, has more orders than it can handle. Currently, France has a total order of 533 that needs to be delivered to countries like India, Egypt, UAE, Greece, Qatar, Indonesia, Serbia, and now Ukraine. The current production rate stands at 2 to 3 jets per month, with plans to ramp up to 4 monthly deliveries to meet this rising demand. And even that won't be enough. That's why France actually wants another production line outside France. Guess where? India. India already flies 36 Rafales. Navy ordered 26. The Indian Air Force wants 114 made in India Rafales. Dassault is already collaborating with Tata to build Rafale fuselages in Hyderabad. India is even working with Safran to build its first indigenous jet engine with full technology transfer, something the US and Russia never agreed to. So basically, as the world buys more Rafales, India becomes a major manufacturing hub, which means more jobs, more indigenous production, cheaper Rafales for India, and long-term strategic power. Now, this Rafale momentum in Europe and Ukraine indirectly strengthens India's position too. So finally, if we tie all the threads, the France-Ukraine Rafale deal is not about today, it's about the next 10 years. It signals a couple of things. Europe taking leadership, Ukraine locking a long-term alliance, Rafale becoming the center of Western air power, India emerging as a future manufacturing base. But for Ukraine right now, the reality is harsh. The front lines are struggling, money is short, winter is coming, corruption scandals are rising, Russian missiles are still landing every night. The big deal helps Ukraine's future, but the immediate fight remains very difficult. So this whole story looks something like this, but with several ifs and conditions. Ukraine wants 100 Rafael F4. France wants political leadership in Europe. So Zelensky lobbying France is logical. But 100 Rafale F4, that's a huge number. It does sound like a political promise, but to make it military reality is something that needs many things to fall into place. Now the company Dassault faces supply chain gaps, overbooked orders, limited factory capacity. So yes, France cannot magically produce 100 F4 jets fast. France has openly said they want deeper industrial cooperation. India already produces Rafale engine parts, cockpit structures, weapons subsystems, full assembly line is the next logical step. And the only ready partner with manpower, infrastructure, cheap labor, political alignment is India. So yes, France could ask India to co-produce. Now India will gain more jobs, aero manufacturing scale up, cheaper Rafales for Air Force and Navy, tech transfer leverage, strategic weight in Europe plus Indo-Pacific. This part is absolutely solid and fits India's strategic ambitions. Now here comes the Russia angle. A Ukraine equipped with Rafale F4, Meteor, Scalp, Spectra EW, AESA radar would not be a good thing for Russia. So yes, Moscow would not like the idea of India helping produce jets that end up fighting Russia. So Russia can give India some discounted Su-30 upgrades or push for full technology transfer and co-production arrangements for both the Su-57 and Su-75 jets. Or Russia can increase oil trade sweeteners. Or Russia can offer tech for engines or missiles. Or Russia can try to convince India not to help Ukraine indirectly. You see, this is classic Russian diplomacy. Use incentives plus relationship pressure to keep India neutral. And Russia knows India doesn't want to pick sides. India wants to maintain ties with both West and Russia. India doesn't want Ukrainian war spilling into its aerospace diplomacy. So yes, Russia will definitely react diplomatically if India's assembly line enables Ukraine to get Rafales. If France needs India's assembly line to build 100 Rafales for Ukraine, Russia will definitely step in with counter-offers and pressure. Because a Meteor-equipped Rafale in Ukrainian hands is not at all in the interest of Russia. I hope you found this video informative. I'll see you in the next one.